In our previous year, we were discussing our Gemara here on Daf Nun Dalet that describes the importance of Limud HaTorah and some of the important attributes involved in learning Torah. And the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis says, "May diksev lo yachrov rumiyot seida lo yichye v'lo yarach yom tzayir haramoi." And as Rashi explains, actually both Pshatim are teaching us the same point. And the point is the importance of Chazara. The point is how important it is to review one's learning. The difference in the Pshatim is that the person who thinks he's a smart individual, he's a Tzayir HaRamoi, he thinks he's a great trapper, and instead of holding on to the birds or coming up with a way to hold on to the birds after he captures them, he just focuses on catching more birds. At the end, will not be left with any birds. And Rav Sheshis, on the contrary, says that a Tzayir HaRamoi represents a smart hunter. And what is the attribute of a smart hunter? The attribute of a smart hunter is an individual who's smart enough to know that he has to hold on to what he caught. And how is he successful in holding on to what he caught? By breaking the wing off, that the bird should not fly away. And therefore, the Mefarshim explain that perhaps in other professions, there is no concern that once you learn a trade or once you learn a skill, you'll forget it. Torah, if you don't constantly review it, will be forgotten. Why is it that way? Because Torah is ruchnius. And whereas by all other professions, it's purely intellect. It's just the seichel. And therefore, since there's no lev involved, there's no heart involved, one doesn't have to, as long as your mind absorbed what you're learning, it's enough. Torah requires the lev and requires total concentration. And since we know that is absolutely, typically difficult, the only way that one can retain his learning is by constantly reviewing it. And that's what we say every day in Krishma, three times a day. V'shinantam l'vanecho, shehei divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha. You have to constantly learn the Gemara. You have to constantly review. And we know the Gemara in Masechta Chagiga on Daf Tesam Abeis. Ein Adoyma teaches us, every extra time we learn, we get more. And therefore, as we know, constant learning and constant review is absolutely essential to success in learning. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in the Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Beis Sif Zion says, "Mi she'ena choyze kroy al halachas akalas alav." If you don't constantly review even the easy halachas, ayideze baldei shechir, he will forget. Api she'osa tamid b'talmud Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav goes on to say, even if you're such an individual who constantly learns, ve'ena meisa divrei Torah meliboy, and you're always busy learning, you will be held responsible for not learning. That the Torah will be forgotten if you don't constantly learn it. And therefore, he continues to say, "Im oisa Torah say." Chavilas, chavilas. A person tries to learn more than he can really absorb. Mismatim v'neshkachim. he will, chas v'shalom, forget his learning. Rather, what should he do? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, yikbutz al yad mat ma'at. He should learn a little at a time and make sure that he should retain and review and absorb what he learned until ultimately he will indeed find himself a true Talmud Chacham that has absorbed a lot of learning. The Gemara continues to teach us the Seder HaLimud, HaMoshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and Aaron's children and the Zakenim learned the Torah. And the Gemara says that everybody learned every Gemara at least four times. And there's a machloikus that I saw. The Yaivet says that this was only applicable in the times of Chazal, where people did not have Torah Shabbat Peh, was indeed Torah Shabbat Peh. But nowadays, where we have our Sfarim printed, so he says that you don't have to learn every Gemara four times. But I did see that there are other Paiskim that say our Gemara that's teaching us that every Gemara has to be learned four times has nothing to do with Chazara. Chazara is a separate concept. And as we just said, Chazara may even require reviewing a Gemara 100 times. But what it's required is that one should learn the Torah four times, because without learning it four times, you can't even begin to understand it. And I saw, in fact, that there are mafarshim that explain. We know that every word of Torah can be divided into four ways of learning: pshat, remez, drush, soid. So unless you learn the Gemara four times, you won't really get a full appreciation of what the Torah is, and therefore it's so essential that one should learn the Torah four times. And the Gemara continues in teaching us the famous episode of Rapreda. The Gemara says, Rapreda havelei hu talmida. Rapreda had this Talmud, davatonelei abe mei zimnei v'gomar. They learned 400 times, and after learning a Gemara 400 times, he would ultimately understand the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Yom echad boi lemilsa de mitzvah. One day the Talmud heard that Rapreda is going to have to leave to go do a dvar mitzvah, and tonelei v'loi gomar. So he didn't concentrate on his learning. Amalei idna maishna. So Rapreda asked him, what happened? Amalei b'di he shatad amalei lemar ikka milsa de mitzvah. From the moment I heard that you're going to have to leave to go take care of this dvar mitzvah, askla datoy, I wasn't really paying attention. Every moment I was sure you're about to leave. Let's stop and let's start again. And let me teach you what we learned. So he taught it to him. Another Abimez in Nechrina. So a total of 800 times. Nafka Baskel v'Armalei. And the Baskel came out and said to Rapreda, Nichloch the Lisvelach Abimez Shnei. Would you prefer that you should have 400 more years? Or tisk at v'darach l'amadasi, where you and your entire generation should get oilam haba. So Amar, so Rapreda said, I would prefer the nisk at v'darach l'amadasi. So the Amar like Kodesh Baruch Hu, t'no lezu v'zu. Give him both. Give him the long life, and also that everybody from his generation should get oilam haba. So the Mefarshim explain that there's a lot of lessons from this Gemara. One pshat that I saw, that when we learn this Gemara, people are accustomed to say, what a great Rebbe Rapreda was. He's willing to learn with a Talmud 400 times. And he is indeed a great Rebbe, as we will speak about in a moment. But we should not forget, say the Mefarshim, how great the Talmud was also. Because how many people do we know that would be ready to sit and listen to the same shiur 400 times. But this Talmud recognized that in order for him to succeed in his learning, the only way he will succeed in his learning is if he hears the shir 400 times. He was ready to listen to a shir 400 times versus not learning the Gemara, not understanding the Gemara. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz teaches us that this Gemara carries with it a tremendous lesson. He says the lesson of this Gemara is that people think we have very limited time, and therefore, how could I take my time to learn with others? The time that I learn with others takes away from my time that I could learn and might grow in my own learning. Teaches us the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't remain a Baal Choyv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always pays back. So yes, Rav Prager was the person that learned with his Talmud 400 times. And how much could have Rav Prager learned in that time himself? We could only begin to imagine. But Rav Prager didn't lose out by learning. What happened here was, Rav Prager, by giving up from his learning, got back all of that time by being given such a wonderful life. So Mefarshim go on to explain that we need to understand this Gemara. What happens here in the Gemara, the Rav Prager was offered Olam Haba, or was he not offered Olam Haba? What was Rav Prager offered? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that a person, Rav Prager knew that he was offered that he'll have a long life or he'll have Olam Haba. But for sure he'll have Olam Haba. But he was willing to give up from his own life just that the other people should also have Olam Haba. Because that is the mark of a true teacher of Torah. The mark of a true teacher of Torah is a person who's willing to give up from himself in order that his Talmidim should succeed. And if a person's willing to give up from his own time that his Talmidim should succeed, that individual is the person that will have Arichas Yamim, will have Olam Haba, and will also cause that his entire generation should have Olam Haba. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked, yes, we speak about Rav Prager. Rav Prager was truly a great person, learning one Gemara with a Talmud 800 times. But why are his generation, what did they do that they should be worthy, that they should get Olam Haba? What did they do for Olam Haba? So I saw a beautiful pshat. If you live in a generation where you have Rabbeim, where you have teachers of Torah like Rav Prager, as our Gemara shows us how devoted they were to their learning, those individuals become a model for all of the people that they live with. And all of the people can't not be influenced by such a lifestyle. And therefore, all of the people of Rav Prager's generation were Zoyche Olam Haba. The Gemara continues on the bottom of Daf Nun Beis, Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Elazar Omer Mahocha, Emel Lachachma Achosiat, Umoida Laboy Natikra, Asay Maidam Latoira. Do things that the Torah should be remembered. And there's a machlokes, what does this Gemara mean when it says, Asumay Adam Latoira? There are a number, Asay May Adam Latoira. Rabbam Asay May Adam Latoira. What does this mean? Rashi explains that it's critical one should have Kvias Itam Latoira, that he should have a specific time when he learns every day. The Ben Yoyada, similar to a pshat that we mentioned earlier in our shir, says what the Gemara is teaching us is that Aseme Adam L'Torah, that once you learn Torah, that's appropriate to the time that you learn Torah. And therefore, as we learned, you should learn Hilchas Chag B'Chag, Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchas Sukkos B'Sukkos. Other Mefarshim say, Aseme Adam L'Torah, May Adam is like we have the word Oil Moyed, that in order to succeed in one's learning, one has to make a makom, a mayid, a place. A person has to make a specific place where he learns in a Beis HaMedrash. And if you find a place where you learn with a Chabura in a place like that, that will help you succeed in learning. And actually, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, all three of these points that are made in this Gemara are actually taught us in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Acha Shiyetze B'Beis HaKnesses, after a person leaves the shul, Yelech L'Beis HaMedrash, he should go to the Beis HaMedrash, V'yikva Eis L'Oman, he should make the time to learn, V'tzarech Sh'ois Eis Yiyah Kavua, it has to be a firm time, Sh'lo Yavirena, that he should never miss that time, Af Hu Sover L'Viach Harbe, even if he can make a lot of profit in that time, this time should be holy. And the remark continues, Hagav Af Misha Any Day L'Omite, even someone that doesn't know how to learn, Yelech L'Beis HaMedrash, he should still go to a shir, even if he doesn't really understand the shir. V'schar halicha b'yod, he'll have schar halicha for going to the shir. O yikvah le'mokim v'yilmet, he should make a place where he learns, b'mash yedeya, v'yilmet mat b'mash yedeya, v'yach sh'b'inav, v'yachnes b'libay, even if when you're sitting the shir, it seems that Ramah is saying, v'yach sh'b'inyonav, you're not really concentrated. V'yachnes b'libay Yerushalayim, just sitting at a shir causes Yerushalayim. And therefore, what we're learning here is the importance of a kviyas itim. And the first point that the Shulchan Aruch is making is that it has to be kviyas itim. It has to be every day a specific time. Like I saw the Mefarshim explain, we know that the one carbon, the two kabbanis actually, that were brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash was the carbon tamid. Why is it called a carbon tamid? The reason it's called the carbon tamid is because it wasn't brought all day, but it was brought every day. And that's what we're supposed to do. Every day, we're supposed to learn with a kviyas and never miss, and never ever miss that kviyas, only under very extreme circumstances. Furthermore, we see from this Gemara that that time should be not just people learn before davening, but people should learn after davening. There should be a time after your davening, even if you're rushed, you should learn a certain amount of time every day. And that time, as we said, has to be holy. There's a very famous story from the Mata Ephraim, or Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who was a very wealthy man, and of course, a great Talmud Chacham. And he used to take time out from his day and learn during that time, those hours. And he said, I cannot be disturbed under any circumstances during that time, no matter what the issue is. So he said, sometimes something very important comes up that we need to talk to you. So he says, and what happened? What would happen if Chas V'Shalom, I was no longer alive? So you couldn't talk to me. That time, I'm not in the world anymore. I'm in a different world. As we know, the Gemara indeed says, Chazal teaches us, Ein hatar miskayemes, odem kiyomes be'oil, Ein hatar miskayemes, el b'misha meimes atzmaleh. What's pshat meimes atzmaleh? That he's as if he's not in the world. It's as if he's not in the world anymore. And that's why he should take that time, that it should be holy, that he's learning and cannot be disturbed under any circumstances. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Dalet goes on to explain that a person is supposed to take any free moment that he has to learn. He says a person who just wastes time is in the category of an individual, says the Mishnah Berurah, of Kidvar Hashem Boza, an individual Zesh Efshe Lask B'Toyra Beina Isaac. And furthermore, he quotes the Yerushalmi at the end of the ninth parak of Brachas, Rav Chelki B'Shem Rav Simon, Hoysa Terasa Itim, He just learns sometimes. He doesn't learn all of the time. Hareza may fabris. He's considered as if he's breaking the special band that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes on to say, however, if there is an individual who for whatever reason has to miss a day, doesn't come to the shir, he should look at that time and that amount of learning as he owes that time. And he has to make up the time. So if you have a shir every day, you have to make up that time that you missed from learning. You can't just say, well, today there was something that came up I couldn't learn. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that every person should have a Masechta or Mishnayis that they should always have in mind. Number one, because not always do we have Sfarim available. Not always are we in a place that we could look into a Sefer. And sometimes they go on to explain that have a few extra moments. And instead of wasting those extra moments, what a person should do with those extra moments is use them for learning Torah. And as the Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain what the Rama says about a person who doesn't have the ability to learn so much or doesn't have the ability to understand so much learning, he says, first of all, being in a Beis HaMedrash, just being in a Beis HaMedrash brings a person tremendous bracha. As the Gemara says, Oyev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov, Oyev Hashem Shorim Hanemetzion Ba'alocha Yos Mechabot Knesios Bat Medrashos. The place HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and wants to find us is in a place where Torah is learnt. And even if a person can't understand everything that's being taught, he should at least be in that place where Torah is being taught. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simen Resh Mem Vav Sif Aleph that Kviyas Itim includes learning both by day and by night. A person has to find time to learn both by day and both by night. Mishnah Berurah also goes on to explain that particularly those individuals who do not have the opportunity to learn all of the time should at least, and therefore are limited in what they're learning, should take out the time to learn something that is halacha lemaisa, that will teach a person how to live. And as we said before, there's a special point in learning Torah B'tzibur, in a place where people learn Torah B'tzibur, there we find a greater success. There we find the Shekhinah, and of course we all want the Shekhinah to be with us. The Gemara on Daf Nun Hei Amun Aleph teaches us, Loi B'Shemayim Hi, V'Loi B'Evil Yam Hi, Loi B'Shemayim, says the Gemara, Shim B'Shemayim Hi, Word of Torah in Shemayim, at the Tzarech Lalas Achreel. So I saw the Shema Shmuel ask the question, how could the Gemara say that if the Torah were in Shemayim, we would have to go up to the Shemayim to learn the Torah? Is it possible to go up to the Shemayim to learn Torah? Says the Shema Shmuel, absolutely. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we've been learning in the Shur, has given us a very specific directive that we are obligated to learn Torah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in this directive is that I'm also going to give you the ability to fulfill the directive. So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told us to go up to Shemayim to learn Torah. That, and therefore, he doesn't give us the ability to go up to Shemayim to learn Torah. But he did give us the obligation to learn Torah in this world. And included in the obligation to learn Torah in this world is the ability
to learn Torah.
Loi b'shamayim. We don't have to climb to the Shemayim, but we do have to learn Torah in this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to learn Torah. And furthermore, as we just discussed, no one really has an excuse not to learn. And the Gemara says, Loi me'yev me'yamhi, loi timtso, loi b'sachonim v'loi b'tagrim. So I saw a beautiful pshat. In Pirkei Avos, in Parakei, Mishnah Yom Gimel, the Mishnah says, somebody says mine is yours, and shalcha shali, and yours is mine. I'm zoom midas am arts. So Farshim asks, what is a person who says that everything I own is yours and everything you own is mine? Why is that person am arts? You could call him a fool, you could call him a nice person, you could call him not a nice person, but what does that have to do with amaratzis? So I saw the Maritz says a beautiful pshat. You have people that don't learn. They say, we're busy running a business. We're busy with other activities. But they recognize the importance of learning Torah. So what they say is, we will support learning Torah. And what we want for that is that those people should share with us the schar that they will receive for learning Torah. Says the Tan and Pirkei Avos. Ha'omer. The wealthy person that says, Shali, I'm willing to give Shali for my money, Shalcha, to you, for you to succeed and learn. And for that, I want, Shalcha, your learning, Shali, that I should have a share in your learning. Beautiful. A Yisachar Zvulun arrangement. But says the Tana, at the end of the day, you'll have this arrangement. And maybe you'll even have the schar. But I'm Oritz. You're going to remain an I'm Oritz. And as we learn now, Sugya, how important it is. Chosh b'roish or yasik b'toira. The Torah is the roish. The Torah is what's supposed to guide our life. And it's supposed to be, as we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, at Simen Kuf Nanei, the most important activity in our life. And therefore, you could be a sachronim, you could be a businessman, you could have a good excuse not to learn. You could be supporting people who are learning. But you won't be a Talmud Chacham. And every Jew has to connect himself to the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. Every Jew has to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. And the only way that can happen is by learning yourself.